雅歌第一章一至四节，所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。新娘讲：愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
When we think about this passage, the main point here is the portrait of a pursuit and marital love within the divine boundaries of God's designs and purposes.
我哋睇呢卷书就睇得到一幅图画，系喺神嘅设计同埋原意底下设嘅界限，有追求婚姻嘅爱嘅图画。
The Song of Songs.
雅歌。
What was your first impressions when you think about the Song of Songs?
一听到雅歌嘅时候，你会有咩嘅印象呢？
You know, for some of us, we may have gotten a little nervous growing up and taking a look at this passage.
有啲时候我哋成长嘅时候睇到雅歌，我哋会有啲坐立不安。
Maybe we felt like maybe we're too young, or maybe we have to wait until we get married before we read a passage such as this.
或喺我哋太过年轻，或者我哋要等到去订婚之前咁先至睇雅歌先至适合。
Some people actually avoid this book in the Bible because it's easy to pass it by.
有啲人係直情係迴避呢一卷書，因為好容易就可以跳過呢卷書。
It's easy because it's hidden between the Ecclesiastics and the book of Isaiah.
係喺傳道書同埋以賽亞書中間夾住。
Now some people actually avoid it because it involves poetry.
有啲人係跳過呢卷書，因為佢係有呢個詩詞嘅體裁。
And sometimes reading poetry and understanding poetry is hard.
有時睇詩詞真係的確好難。
Now sometimes maybe we refrain from this book is because we're at a different stage of life.
有時我哋迴避呢卷書，因為我哋人生階段喺唔同嘅地方。
And maybe we just kind of resist it that it may be irrelevant.
我哋拒絕呢卷書，因為對我哋嘅生命冇乜關係。
But brothers and sisters, may I remind you, this is the Word of God.
但弟兄姊妹，愿我提醒你，呢卷书系喺圣经入边系神嘅话语嘅其中一部分。
And this is a book in the Bible.
系呢一卷书系喺圣经入边。
All scriptures is inspired by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
And because this book is in the Bible, it complements the rest of scripture, particularly the wisdom literature.
呢卷书系喺圣经嘅一部分，尤其系喺智慧文学入边其中一部。
The wisdom literature of Job, Ecclesiastes, and Proverbs.
智慧文学包括约伯记、箴言同埋传道书。
And not only does it shed light on ultimate revelation of wisdom and love, but it all points us back to Christ.
唔单止系显明咗基督里找到智慧同埋爱。
Did you know that this book was annually read to the Hebrew people?
知道呢卷书系每一年嘅时候系宣读俾希伯来人听。
At certain festivals, they would break out this portion of scripture and they would read it in its entirety.
有啲节庆嘅时候，将呢卷书拎出嚟系宣读，系全卷嘅咁样去宣读俾人听。
During the Passover, they would read this book along with the book of Ruth, Esther, Ecclesiastes, and Lamentation, and they would read it in its entirety to the people.
在逾越节的时候会宣读路德记、以斯帖记、传道书同埋耶利米哀歌同埋呢卷书是全部一起的咁样读。
So in other words, the Hebrews were very, very well aware of this particular book.
因此希伯来人是很知道呢卷书的存在。
And we should be too.
咁我哋亦都应该系。
This is a Song of Songs that has lyrical poetry, and it's a drama that's being played out.
呢卷书系有抒情诗嘅题材，系好似一个话剧咁样去演出嚟。
Somebody asked maybe why the Song of Songs.
咁有啲人会问点解要睇雅歌呢
？You know, one particular scholar said this that the book of Proverbs really challenges guys or boys.
有啲聖經學者就認為呢個箴言係挑戰或者考驗啲男仔男士。
And he says the rationale is because if you look at the book of Proverbs, the word son is mentioned like 40 times.
因為喺箴言書入邊，我兒呢個字係出現咗40次。
While daughter is not even used at all.
而女兒呢個字就冇出現過。
And the emphasis of Proverbs, especially the early passages, is for the young man to stay away from temptation, from the seducer.
而箴言喺开头嘅部分就系讲嗰个着重点系讲到叫嗰个年轻嘅人远离淫妇。
And the book of Proverbs concludes with the admiration or saving yourself for the Proverbs 31 woman.
而结束嘅时候就系要睇喺箴言31章讲到嗰个才德嘅妇人去欣赏呢个才德嘅妇人。
Now some may say the Song of Song is for girls or for gals, and the rationale is that a majority part of the dialogue is from a young woman's perspective.
而呢个雅歌就系俾女孩子或者系女性嘅，咁就系因为嗰啲圣经学者觉得嗰啲好多对话都系由呢个年轻嘅女子所讲出嚟嘅。
And the message is patient now and passion later.
嗰个信息就系现在要忍耐，将来才热情。
Uncompromised purity presently an unquestionable passion and a covenant relationship in the future.
现在要有绝不妥协嘅纯洁，将来喺盟约关系里先至系有不能破灭嘅热情。
Both books, Proverbs as well as this Song of Songs, advocate purity.
喺箴言同埋雅歌都系有强调呢个圣洁纯洁。
The way God intends, especially in a marriage relationship.
是神的对于婚姻的原意。
Now the Song of Songs sometimes is called the Song of Solomon, right?
而雅歌是讲到佢有啲人称呼佢为所罗门之歌，系咪？
And maybe you're probably like Solomon, why is he writing this?
有啲人会问所罗门点解佢要咁写呢？
Was this before his reign, before his promiscuous lifestyle?
系咪喺佢登王位之前，佢过淫乱嘅生活方式之前呢？
Was this when he was a young man in fear of the Lord, or is this when he was later in his years looking back?
他写的时候是年轻的时候，是敬畏神的时候，定是他年老的时候回望一生的时候写呢？
Now remember, Scripture is not about one individual.
记得圣经不是关于一个人。
This book is to teach others about God, and particularly his love that is very precious among between a man and woman in a covenant relationship.
这卷书是讲到一男一女的在盟约关系里面的爱。
This is a poetic picture of what God intends in terms of marriage.
是一个诗词的方式去表达神对婚姻的原意。
You read this song enough, and it'll give you a glimpse of, you know, how harmonious, how beautiful, how joyful it is in terms of a trust between a man and a woman.
看到雅歌的时候就见到一男一女在神所设计的婚姻盟约里面是多么的和谐，多么有喜乐。
And it gives you a glimpse of maybe how it was when Adam and Eve came together before sin entered the world.
甚至可以立一立见到在罪进入世界之前，亚当和夏娃之间的爱。
God is good and God is wise, and we see this here in this passage.
神是美善的，神是有智慧的，而我们在这卷书里面看得到。
Now, right off the bat, it says it is the Song of Songs.
一开始就讲到歌中之雅歌。
And so let us remember when King Solomon wrote songs, he wrote over 1,000 songs, and he actually wrote about 3,000 proverbs.
所罗门是写了超过1000首的歌，同埋超过3000句箴言。
Yet of all the songs that he wrote, this is the best one.
而在他所有写的歌之中，这首歌就是最好的一首。
When you see the phrase Song of Songs, it's very familiar to you because King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
歌中之歌这个就好像我们成日看到的万王之王、万主之主这样。
And what that conveys, this is the best. This is the best one.
个意思就是这个雅歌是最好的一首歌。
So in other words, when we acknowledge God as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we understand that he is the best. He is the supreme.
当我们去确认耶稣是万王之王、万主之主的时候，我们就知道他是最好、最超然的。
And so this is the ultimate song. This is the best song.
因此这个是最好的歌，最终极的歌。
So let's take a look at in terms of verse 2.
咁我哋系睇第二节。
And it starts off with a kiss.
一开始嘅时候就讲到亲吻。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
愿他用口与我亲吻。
Now I'm going to tell you exactly where I'm going on this first point. And one is it has to do with attraction for your spouse. is welcome within the divine boundaries.
而係講到我哋第一點嘅，就係喺神所設立嘅規範底下，對配偶嘅吸引力係容許嘅。
Unlike any other book in the Bible, this book opens with kissing.
唔似其他嘅聖經書卷，呢一個雅歌嘅書卷係用親吻嚟到開始。
And rightly so. This is a love song opening with the line, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine."
当然，因为呢个系一个雅歌，系开始嘅时候讲到，愿他用口与我亲吻，你的爱情比酒更美。
Once again, this is taken from a young woman, a Shulamite, and she does most of the talking, and so she is saying, "Let him kiss me."
系呢个舒拉密嘅女子，年轻嘅女子系讲出嚟嘅，愿他用口与我亲吻。
And you could tell that she wants a long and passionate kiss.
佢系想要一个长嘅亲嘴。
Have you ever wondered just how long a passionate kiss is?
有冇谂过一个热情嘅亲嘴系有几长嘅时间呢
？Over or under 30 seconds?
系大概30秒咁上下。
Well, if you said it's over than 30 seconds, you're more correct.
如果你覺得係超過30秒咧，咁你係更加係啱嘅。
The study shows the average passionate kiss is actually 1 minute.
調查發現，原來係一個熱情嘅親嘴係大概1分鐘左右。
Now maybe it's a challenge for us who are married, right?
對於已婚夫婦嚟講係一個挑戰，係咪
？But according to the marriage surveys, they said actually when it comes to kissing.When the relationship gets a little cold, passionate kissing is one of the first things that becomes the indicator.
而嗰啲嘅研究亦都發現，當夫婦有爭吵嘅時候，嗰啲嘅熱情嘅親吻就係第一樣嘢係消失嘅。
In other words, you could kind of tell in terms of how the marriage relationship is. It depends on the passion of the kissing.
系嗰个嘅亲吻有几咁热情，就系反映出个婚姻嗰个嘅状况个关系。
And so what we see here is there is a desire here for the young woman in terms of her young man as far as a kiss.
呢个年轻嘅女子就系好渴望要呢个佢嘅男士嘅嗰个亲吻。
And she says it's better than wine. In other words, this is a delight for her to engage in.
佢係講到你的愛情比酒更美，就意思係講到係佢同嗰個嘅男士一齊係一個好喜樂嘅時間。
And kissing can be a delight, especially if you're in a committed covenant relationship in a marriage between a husband and wife.
親吻係一個可享受嘅事情，尤其喺一個盟約關係，係一男一女、一夫一妻。
Now another thing that we notice here in the passage is that the young maiden delights in not only a passionate.Desire as far as kissing, but also in fragrance, right?
而且我哋睇到呢个年轻嘅女子就系对呢个香味系有所吸引。
It says your love is better than wine. Your anointing oils are fragrant.
你的爱情比酒更美，你的膏油馨香。
Now, back in the day, in those particular culture, it was actually for both men and women.It was actually of the norm for them to apply ointments upon them.
在当时的文化入边，男女都会系搽一啲嘅香油或者膏油，系有香味嘅。
And it was to sweeten the smell between bath times.
系让到喺冲凉嘅时间嘅之间嘅时间系身体系有香气嘅。
And oftentimes they would put ointment on before they went to the festivals.
而且喺节庆之前，亦都会将膏油搽喺身度嘅。
So the phrase, your anointing oils are fragrance. In other words, she's really understanding the sense of smell here.
嗰个年轻嘅女子系好明白到嗰个嘅馨香。
You know, when I first looked at this, I was kind of wondering, is this an advertisement for us guys to use underarm or, you know, deodorant or something like that?
我睇到呢句嘅时候，系咪一个广告，系搽啲止汗剂啊，或者系啲古龙水之类嘅广告嚟嘅呢
？But it just shows you in terms of the power of smell.
但系呢句系反映出我哋系点样去体验或者反映呢个嘅香味。
And so be mindful, gentlemen, you could actually turn somebody off on your smell.
因此弟兄们就知道我哋嘅体味系可能会系让到人反感。
But it also could be a very attractive thing, and it could be a lasting thing too as well.
但亦都係係香味，亦都係可以係去吸引人，亦都係係有一個長遠嘅效果。
You know, a few years ago, I was talking to a widow, and she mentioned that she could still smell him.
幾年前，我係同一個失去丈夫嘅一位太太傾談，佢話佢仍然聞得到丈夫嘅氣味。
At first, that statement kind of confused me because I'm going, well, your husband's gone, so how could you still smell him?
我就覺得好開頭覺得好奇怪，因為佢丈夫已經離開咗，佢怎能繼續聞到丈夫嘅氣味呢？
But then I looked around and I noticed the chair that he usually sat in was still there.
但睇得見嗰個丈夫坐過嘅嗰張凳仍然喺度。
The jacket that he usually wore was still in the closet.
佢著過嘅嗰件褸仍然掛喺衣櫃度。
And there were still some other evidence in terms of his presence.
而佢所擁有嘅物件都周圍仍然喺屋入邊。
And so that is why the widow mentioned she could still smell him.
因此嗰位太太就係繼續聞得到佢丈夫嘅氣味。
You know, from a seasoned love to even a young love.
係好多年嘅愛情，或者係一個年輕嘅愛情。
You know, sometimes a young love they like to wear or have in possession the jacket or the sweater.
年輕的愛情的人他們可能會有對方 的風褸、啊、或者是一件衣服。
And maybe it is to kind of keep each other, keep one's warm, but actually, it is the smell.
可能 是保暖，但是也都是因為有對方的氣味。
It's the smell in terms of on the sweater or the jacket.
是在風褸上面，在衣服上面的那個氣味。
So what's the bottom line here?
那個重點是什麼呢？
The young lady feels good about the man because he takes necessary steps to make himself attractive to her.
那個女子是覺得很欣賞這個男士，因為那個男士是用時間去裝飾她自己，去打扮她自己。
He doesn't take her for granted.
她沒有視對方為理所當然。
He sets her free to even to be the aggressor here in this covenant relationship.
在這個盟約的關係當中，她讓那個女子有自由去作主動者。
You know, maybe we have to ask ourselves, and particularly husbands, do we take our wives for granted?
我哋要問自己，尤其係丈夫們，我哋有冇對太太係視太太為理所當然呢？
Do you ever notice when you were first courting your eventual wife, you know, you dressed up, you looked nice, you know, and you combed your hair and everything?
有冇記得你當初追求太太嘅時候，你係著好嘅衫、靚嘅衫，你梳好頭咁樣樣呢？
But then after a few decades, you don't comb your hair as much, and you don't dress up as much.
但幾十年之後，你就唔再梳頭，你就唔再著好嘅衫。
Maybe husbands were taking our wives for granted.
或許丈夫們就視太太為理所當然。
One more thing in terms of theology here, and let me share with you from 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
在这里也都看到关于一些神学的观念，是在哥林多前书六章看到。
Our bodies are a sacred gift from God.
我们的身体是神而来的神圣的礼物。
That have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, our divine bridegroom.
是被耶稣基督的宝血所买赎回来的，是那位天上的那个新郎。
It is a gift to be treated by with care.
是一个礼物，是必须要小心珍重的礼物。
Our bodies are a gift to be used for the glory of God.
我们的身体是要为到神的荣耀的缘故去用。
That is why Scripture says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not of your own. You are bought with a price, so glorify God in your body.
因此经文写到，难道你们不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？从神而来的圣灵就住在你们里面。难道你们不知道你们不是属于自己的吗？因为你们是用重价买来的，所以你们务必用自己的身体荣耀神。
Not only attraction for your spouse is welcome within the divine boundaries, but admiration is also welcome within the divine boundaries.
在神所设立的规范底下，不单止对配偶的吸引力是容许的，而且对配偶的赞赏是容许的。
So in verse 3 it says, your name is oil being poured out, and therefore the virgins love you.
在第三节那里看到，你的名如同倾泻而出的香膏，所以童女都爱你。
This verse is a perfect compliment, because remember, a person was more than just a physical appearance. Your name, in other words,Your reputation, your character, your quality.
呢度係講得到係嗰個唔單止係嗰個人嘅外表，而且係最重要嘅係你嘅名，就係你嘅聲譽、品格同埋氣同埋質素。
In other words, quality counts here.
因此係講到質素係好緊要嘅。
And this is what's being poured out. This is what's being displayed. This is what's being expressed.
呢個你嘅名就係係顯示出嚟，係流露出嚟。
And notice it says, therefore the virgins love you.
經文講到，所以童女都愛你。
Now, at first it seems like an odd, it seems very odd. The virgins love this guy who is committed to this young lady.
乍眼睇落去係一個好奇怪嘅，因為嗰啲童女都愛呢個男人，而呢個男人係已經係委身於嗰個女子。
But if you understand the context of this whole thing, then you figure out why.
但如果睇到前文後理嘅話，就會睇得到點解。
And the idea here is even the other gals know that this guy is a quality guy.
意思係嗰啲同女其他人都知道呢一個男子係一個好嘅人。
This guy has a lot of character.
佢呢個人係有好嘅品格。
You know, when it comes to those who are wise when dating and courting, sometimes we form an opinion or a judgment of a person.With whoever they are involved in.
有時候在追求或者約會的時候，我們就會去以那個人與什麼人交往來到判定那個人是怎樣。
And there are times that we would seek out counsel from other family members or other friends.
有時候我們會尋找其他家人或者朋友的意見。
And sometimes they would tell us, yes, that person has good character. That person communicates well. That person, you know, really stands for the Lord.
那些人就會說，可能說，啊，這個人有好的品格，這個人是很好的溝通者，這個人是真是為到神的緣故站立得穩。
And so sometimes those opinions matter in terms of the quality of that, for that person.
而別人的意見是都重要的，是關乎那個人的質素。
And so what you're looking at, you're looking for a person who's Christ-centered, a person who has character, a person who has communication.
是要找一个是以基督为中心的，是有这个好的沟通技巧的，也都是有这个好的品格的人。
What you're listening for, you're listening for conversations that are seasoned with grace.
你要听他跟别人的对话是不是有恩典在里面。
What you're hoping to see is compassion. Is that person very compassionate in terms of how he comes across to other people?
你希望看得见他对人的时候有没有仁爱的心。
And so you're seeing all these characters being displayed, or you're hoping to see these characters being displayed.
你睇得见或者希望睇得见呢啲嘅品格系彰显出嚟。
And these are the characteristics that should be complimented.
呢啲嘅特质就系可以赞赏嘅地方。
So if other people notice these characteristics, these are things that we should continue to do to be Christ-centered, to be compassionate.
而當人哋見得到呢啲嘅特點嘅時候，要繼續去係以基督為中心，係繼續有呢啲良好嘅品格。
And so the young maiden knows that the person that she is being betrothed to is a man of character.
因此呢個年輕女子就知道佢所許配嘅呢一個男子係一個有品格、好品格嘅人。
So in verse 3, it is a compliment.
因此第三節是一個的讚賞。
Now I know that wives need to compliment husbands, but husbands also need to also compliment wives.
太太要讚賞丈夫，而丈夫亦都要讚賞太太。
We need to expand our horizon in terms of how we could encourage one another in Christ.
我們在基督裡面怎樣去彼此鼓勵，我們要在這方面擴闊我們的視野。
So we took a look in terms of how anointing oils are fragrant,How your name is being poured out and how virgins love you, right?
我哋睇得见你嘅膏油馨香，你嘅名如倾泻而出嘅香膏，嗰啲童女都爱你，系咪？
And so the idea here is that the young woman really took in consideration what other people were saying, and there was plenty of compliments.
呢个年轻嘅女子就系喺听紧人哋嘅意见，而对于呢个男子系有好多嘅赞赏。
Have you ever noticed what other people are saying?About your spouse, about your mate.
你有冇留意得到别人对你嘅配偶系有会有讲啲咩嘅嘢嘅呢？
What do others notice about your husband or your wife in a positive way?
人对你嘅太太或者你嘅丈夫有啲咩嘅优点系提到出嚟嘅呢？
Let me give you a hint for or encouragement for those who are married.
係對於已婚嘅夫婦係有以下嘅鼓勵。
Sometimes our wife comes back and they said, "Well, we just received a great compliment."
有時候太太翻嚟嘅時候就話啊，我啱啱接受咗一個人哋一個好大嘅讚賞。
And usually our typical response is, "Yeah, that's fine."
個丈夫反應通常就話幾好啊。
But actually, what she's really telling you is, this is your time to confirm this, right?
但其實太太係用呢個時間去提示你去確認呢個嘅讚賞。
When she says, "Oh, you know, my friend really liked my new haircut."
我個太太話啊，我嘅朋友好中意我新剪嘅呢個髮型。
That's a hint for us husband to kind of say, "Yes, that is a really nice haircut."
其實呢個係一個提示俾丈夫，係要你答係啊，呢個係剪得好好。
Or she says, "You know what? I got a nice compliment on the outfit that I wore."
或者人哋讚賞佢所著嘅衫好靚。
Husbands, that's a cue. You're supposed to say, "Yes, that is a terrific outfit."
丈夫應該係知得到要讚賞，係啊，呢件衫真係好靚。
So we need to really hone in on these way to compliment one another, right?
我哋必須要係知道得到呢啲嘅指示去讚賞對方，係咪？
There are some that comes right in front of us.
有啲時間係喺我哋面前。
So a while back, Julie and I were at a wedding.
Julie 同我喺一個婚宴入邊。
And I was very honored to be invited to this particular wedding.
我係好榮幸係被邀請。
The groom is one I had discipled at one point, and so it was an honor for us to attend this wedding.
呢個新郎係曾經我所帶領過、栽培過嘅一位弟兄。
And so we were seated at this one table and we didn't know anybody on this particular table.
我哋坐喺婚宴入边嘅呢围台，就我哋唔系好认识其他人。
So initially, you know, you're introducing yourself and you're beginning conversations.
咁平常就系自己介绍自己，然之后就开始谈话。
So on my right hand side was a young gentleman who I was talking to.
右手边系我同另外一个年轻嘅人系倾紧偈。
Of course, Julie was sitting beside me, and then to her left was a couple that she was talking to, and particularly the wife.
Julie 是坐在我的左手边，而她的左手边就 是同一对的夫妇倾紧偈，尤其同太太倾紧偈。
So we're both having separate conversations, right?
咁我哋两人就有两个分开的对话。
So 10 minutes into our conversations with different people, I actually kind of glanced back to see what's going on with her.
十分钟之后，我就望一望 Julie 嗰边。
And so the gal that Julie was talking to, she looks at me and she says, "I love your wife."
嗰个同 Julie 倾紧偈嗰个太太就望住我话：啊，我好喜爱你嘅太太。
So I didn't know how to take it. But I said, "Well, you know, I love her too, you know." And so and I go back to the conversation.
我唔知点答，我就啊，我都爱我太太。跟住就我继续同个男士倾偈。
So a couple more minutes, you know, I'm talking to this guy, and then I glance over to see how Julie's talking with the other lady.
咁我几分钟之后再望一望嗰位太太。
And the other lady looked at me straight in my eyes, and she says, "I love your wife."
那個太太再一次望住我的眼睛，我愛你的太太。
And so this happens like 3 or 4 times. It's like every time I turn over to talk with that guy, I come back and she goes, "I love your wife."
每次我同個男士傾完一段偈，再望翻去嗰邊嘅時候，個太太又講多次，我真係好喜愛你嘅太太。
Even her husband is nodding his head.
佢嘅嗰個女士嘅先生亦都係點頭。
And what I kind of figured out is that she is making a connection with Julie here.
我發現Julie 同埋嗰位太太係建立緊一個嘅連結。
And all of a sudden, you know, the conversation is very animated, and I could see why that she loved my wife.
而嗰個嘅對話亦都係好豐富嘅，咁就我都見得到係點解嗰個太太會咁喜愛 Julie.
And so, guess what happened after the wedding? You know, we're driving home.
咁之後回程嘅時候，我哋回家。
And I said to Julie, I said, "I love my wife."
跟住我就對我太太講，我愛我嘅太太。
Here's it. I was picking up on how somebody else was complimenting my wife.
我係注意得到別人點樣讚賞我嘅太太。
And I was giving a compliment on that reflection that that lady had with Julie.
而我亦都系用说话去反映出嗰个人对于 Julie 嘅嗰个赞赏。
I was noticing what other people said about my wife, and especially in a positive manner.
我系留意得到别人对我个配偶所讲嘅系啲咩说话，尤其一啲正面嘅赞赏嘅说话。
This helped contribute in terms of the admiration for my wife.
而是对于是鼓励我太太是一个很大的帮助。
Maybe for us as husbands, do you notice exactly what is being complimented about your wife?
对于丈夫来讲，我们有没有留意得到有什么赞赏是落在太太的身上呢？
And we should shower our wives with those same compliments and even much more so.
我们应该是将同样的赞赏或者更多的赞赏是放在我们太太身上。
And wives,Likewise, maybe we should also notice what people are saying about your husband in a positive way.
太太亦都系一样，我都要留意别人点样去谈论或者系讲自己嘅丈夫，尤其系正面嘅方面。
And isn't it worth it to reaffirm encouragement to your spouse?
系去确认别人对配偶嘅赞赏系一件应该做嘅事，系咪？
Not just attraction, but admiration is welcome within the spouse relationship and the divine boundaries.
在神所设立的规范底下，不单只是吸引力是容许，而且对配偶的赞赏是容许的。
Thirdly, affection is also welcome within the divine boundaries.
在神所设立的规范底下，对配偶的爱慕是容许的。
Notice in verse 4, it says, Draw me after you, let us run. The king has brought me into his chambers.
第四节讲到，愿你吸引我跟随你，让我们快跑吧。王领我进入他的内室。
This is the bride's line. It says, "Take me with you. Hurry up, will you? Now, where are we going?"
这个第四节就是那个女子所讲，愿你吸引我跟随你，让我们快跑。
We're talking about the chambers. We're talking about the king's chamber, which is basically the honeymoon suite, the master bedroom.
我们这里讲到是王的内室，是度蜜月的套房，是主人房。
Is the young bride eager? Yes, she is.
这个年轻的新妇是不是热切期待呢？是，她是。
Ever wonder the reason why?
是为什么呢？
Because her groom has earned her trust.
因为新郎已经得到新妇的信任。
She wants to be alone with him, and there is no fear whatsoever.
她盼望单对单与这个新郎一起，是没有再没有这个的恐惧。
She's eagerly anticipating this very private, very intimate moment.
是新妇是热切盼望与这个新郎单独相处，是这个单独的相处。
That they could share together in this chamber, which is called the bedroom.
是有亲密的时间在这个称为睡房的内室。
The passion for intimacy for your spouse is a good thing.
热情盼望与配偶亲密是一件好的事。
In these poetic lines, it really reveals in terms of the purpose and the place as of sex as God designed.
在这段诗词入面看得到，是解释到神所设计的性这一回事在要的意义和存在价值。
When you read this song, you sense the excitement, you sense the anticipation, you sense the joy, but it is the sense of passionately pursuing God's way.And God's plan.
当我们看到雅歌的时候，是感觉得到这个兴奋的心情，有等候，有喜乐，内心地预备，热切地追求神的方式和神的设计的原意。
And there's no better place to be in the center of God's will.
在神的旨意的中心是一个最好的地方。
When we do the way God as God planned, we can enjoy the security.Of a covenant relationship.
当我们在神的计划入面的时候，我们就 是有这个可以享受得到委身和盟约关系入面的安全。
And we can be free to kind of release without reservation and literally give ourselves to one another.
我们可以毫无保留地释放，也都是去彼此的去献上。
You know, experts all around, year after year, decade after decade, centuries after centuries, says marriage is a good thing.
社会学很多很多年的研究都是讲得到，结论得到，婚姻是一个是好的事。
It's good for your mental, it's good for your emotional, it's good for your physical health.
是对精神、情绪和身体都是好的。
It is much more preferred in a covenant relationship than outside a covenant relationship.
婚姻是远远好过在盟约关系以外的这些关系。
Now it says that, you know, it refers to the king had brought her into the chambers.
经文讲到王领我进入他的内室。
The marriage chambers where such affection is to be expressed, when such type of love between a husband and wife is exalted and rejoiced.
这个婚姻的内室是这种的爱慕和这种的爱 是夫妇之间的爱是被高举和为这种爱而高兴。
Now when we think about marriage, you have to think about Christ.
当我们去想到婚姻的时候必须要思想起基督。
Marriage points to Christ. Marriage portrays Christ and the church.
婚姻是指向基督，婚姻亦都描绘了基督和教会的关系。
The book of Ephesians tells us that it is a portrayal of Christ in the church.
是经文是提到，是婚姻是指住基督和教会来说。
The strong affection and the ultimate desires is to be complete in the devotion in Christ.
这个的吸引力是 在基督里面被完全的去完全了这个的渴望。
A couple of things here as we close things out.
在有以下几点去结束。
First of all, we know that God is good and He's been good to us and He's given us desires and He's given us love and divine love that is found in Christ Jesus.
神是美善的，祂是对我们好的，也是给了我们有渴望的心，也是给了我们有爱，尤其是在耶稣基督里面的属天的爱。
Scripture says that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
经文写到，各样美好的恩赐和各样完美的赏赐，都是从上面，从众光之父那里降下来的，在祂并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
There is a part where, if we think about it,The gift of love is an incredible gift that God has given us.
爱的这个的礼物是一个很奇妙的一份礼物给过我们。
And we can appreciate God's goodness to us.
是神给过我们，也是我们要欣赏神对我们的这种美善。
But we also have to understand in terms of how short we fall.
而也是让我们了解到我们是几咁的堕落。
To be more specific, we are sinners in need of God's grace and mercy.
更确切来讲，我们是在神面前是罪人，是需要神的恩典和怜悯。
There are sometimes we mess up even good things that God has given us, good desires that God has given us.
神给过我们的各样的美善的事，我们都搞错了。
So instead of love that is given to us, what comes out is lust.
神给过爱下来，但我们就搞错了，变成了私欲。
Attraction could be a very good thing, but sometimes we distort it and we become obsessed.
吸引是一样好的事，但是我们扭曲了它就变成沉迷。
God gives us love, and it's a very good thing. It's a very good gift, but sometimes we even mess it up.
神给了爱这件事，我们是一件很好的东西，但是我们都搞错了它。
There's a lot of brokenness, even though we possess this gift of love.
我们虽然拥有这个爱的这个礼物，但是我们是有很多的破碎。
And sometimes we even hold back.Even though we are the recipients of God's gift of love,
有时候我们就算接受了神的爱的这份礼物，但是我们都有所保留。
Why can't we be more passionate? Why can't we be more initiative when it comes to God's love?
当我们讲到神的爱的时候，为什么我们不能够更加有热情在里面？为什么不能够更加的主动？
Why can't we be more kind? Why can't we be more generous when it comes to compassion?
为什么不能够在这个这个热情里面是更加的是有多一点的摆上。
We can, and it's through Christ.
我们是可以，但是必须 是通过耶稣基督。
Christ came to die on the cross for our sins.
耶稣基督是为到我们的罪在十架上面死。
He defeated the power of sin. He defeated the penalty of sin.
他败坏了死的权势，罪的刑罚。
And one day he'll rid of the presence of sin in our lives.
有一天他在我们生命中完全将罪是拔走。
Until then, God continues to redeem us, you know, time and time again.
直到那天之前，神是继续的一次又一次地赎回我们。
We know in the book of Philippians, God's word, that he who began a good work will perfect it until Christ Jesus.
腓立比书里面提到，而且我深信在你们中间开始了美好工作的那一位，必会继续到底，直到耶稣基督的日子把这工作完成。
And today we could take a step forward in loving even better than before,And it's because of Jesus, because of Christ.
因为耶稣，因为基督，今日我们可以踏前一步去比以前过往爱得更好。
We could love by faith and not by feeling.
我哋系用信心去爱，而唔系用感觉去爱。
We could be filled with God's Spirit and therefore be empowered by God to love the way He intends us to love.
我哋被圣灵去充满，而系用佢嘅方法去爱，而唔系用我哋自己方法。
We could realize that His love will go beyond some of the hurts and some of the pains that we have experienced.
我们发觉神的爱是会能够超越过去的伤口和痛楚。
And His love can continue to motivate us even when we hesitate. It can motivate and empower us to do the right thing.
祂的爱能够鼓动我们做一些我们犹豫的事。
Will you go deeper in God's love?
你会不会尽心地去神的爱里面？
Not simply just experiencing, but also expressing it.
不单只是经历神的爱，而且是去流露出神的爱。
Will you love by faith and be empowered by God's love?
你会用信心去爱，并且是被神的爱 去加力吗？
You know, the song ultimately points to the ultimate groom, and that is the king.
雅歌是最终是终极指住这个王，这个新郎。
And that Savior King's name is Jesus.
这个救主，这个王的名字是耶稣。
Jesus is the groom who loved the church and gave himself up for her.
耶稣就是这个新郎，他是为到这个教会去牺牲自己。
Remember, all scriptures testify of Christ.
所有的经文都是指着基督来讲。
This passage anticipates the joy of salvation and is realized when we enter the chamber of redemption.
这卷书是指到救恩的喜乐，是我们进入救恩的内室。
The chamber of redemption that is provided by the King, and that is our Lord and our God.
是我们的王，我们的主，我们的神所提供的这个的救赎。
By the way, the word King appears throughout this particular song.
在雅歌里面是有出现过王这个字很多次。
He is whom the bride desires and wants to be alone while the crowd praises him.
是在那些的群众去赞美这个王的时候，这个的新娘就是十分之去渴慕与他单独的相处。
He is the one that she wants to express her love to.
这个王是这个女子所希望取悦的那一位。
He is her king, the one who is captivated by her attractiveness and beauty.
这个王是这个女子的王，是被她的吸引。
The king is like no other. The king is the Savior King, and that is Jesus.
这个王是超乎万人，而且是这个救恩的王。
Jesus is the one who redeems. Jesus is the one who renews. Jesus is the one who restores.
耶稣是这个救主，这个王，是救赎、复兴和更新的那一位。
Scripture says he is the one who loves. He is the one who sanctifies. He is the one who will present his bride in all its glory and all its splendor.
经文提及到耶稣是爱教会，为教会牺牲，将教会的荣耀地呈现出来。
The Savior King will present and will restore what has been lost in the garden.
这个教主，这个王是能够去恢复、去复兴在伊甸园里面失落了的。
And he points to that wedding day.
而是指着这个的婚礼的日子。
And that marriage that only eternity will realize.
这个的婚姻是在永恒之中实现。
And that marriage between Christ and the church.
是基督和教会之间的婚姻。
And so as we sit here today, we recognize in terms of the Savior King, and that is our Lord Jesus.
我们要确认耶稣基督就是那位的救主。
Today we sang the opening song, which was, I love you, Lord.
今天我们开始崇拜的时候就唱到神我爱你。
And we have to realize, we could only sing it is because he first loved us.
我们要意识到我们能够唱这首歌是因为神先爱我们。
He not only gave us the capacity to love, he gave us a response to even love him back.
我们能够是可以给到这个机会去回应他的爱。
And it's because of his grace and because of his mercy and the love that was displayed in Christ Jesus dying on the cross for our sins.
而且是给到我们有怜悯、有恩典，而且 是全部是因为耶稣基督在十架上面为我们的罪而死的这件事。
Maybe today you feel like you're missing out on love in such a way.
或许今天你不觉得是被爱。
And I would encourage you to come to the cross, come to how God demonstrated His own love towards us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
让我去鼓励你来到十架的面前，因为基督是爱我们，在我们还作罪人的时候，神就已经爱了我们。
You could experience God's love, you could experience His forgiveness in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面，你可以经历神的爱，神的宽恕。
Come to Him, come to the Savior.
来到神的面前，来到救主的面前。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, it's a very powerful statement to say, I love you.
天父，是讲我爱你这句是一个很有大力的一句句子。
When we say, I love you, it means that we admire. Not only do we are attracted, but we, are, we admire.
当我们讲到我爱你的时候，不单止我们被吸引，而且我们是赞赏。
We deem you as worthy.
我们是真的知道你是配得的。
And Father, we know that we wouldn't be able to love or express our devotion to you if not first you loved us.
天父，我们知道若不是你先爱我们，我们是没有机会这样去作回应。
We wouldn't be able to express our worship before you unless you first redeemed us.
除非你先是救赎了我们，我们才能够用敬拜去回应你。
But Father, we can because you have redeemed us, you have loved us.
天父，我们今天能够这样敬拜，是因为你先爱我们，你先救赎了我们。
And that is why, Father, we could sing, I love you, and truly mean that we do appreciate you and do value you and admire you.
因此，天父，我们能够唱出我爱你，是因为你是先救赎了我们，先赎回我们。
Thank you for loving us in Christ Jesus.
感谢神，你是在耶稣基督入面爱我们。
And Lord, as we experience your divine love, Father, help us without any hesitation to express your love, Father, to others.
愿我们是毫无保留的经历神你给我们的爱，亦都毫无保留地去流露出神你的爱。
And not just within our marriage, not just within our families, but also within the church and beyond.
不单止在婚姻入面，不单止在家庭入面，而且是在教会入面和出面的世界。
To you be the glory.
愿荣耀都是归于你。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.